NB7 AL will be operating at various times each day, primarily on 7.074, 7.250, and 14.070 megahertz, and a QSL card is available. The Young Ladies Radio League, YLRL, K4LMB, will host the 2025 SSB CW Digital YLOM contest from 0000 UTC on February 13th until 2359 UTC February 14th. All licensed amateur radio operators throughout the world are invited to participate. All bands except 60, 30, 17, and 12 meters may be used. Net and repeater contacts do not count. Participants may work up to 36 of the 48 hours. The contact procedure is pretty simple. OMs, male hams, call CQYL, and YLs, female hams, call CQOM. For more information, complete rules, and awards, visit Contest Young Ladies Radio League. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. MESAT-1, having been successfully launched, was issued their OSCAR number and is now known as MESAT-1 OSCAR-122, or MO-122. The satellite was the first for the University of Maine. The VU inverting transponder has an uplink on 145.910 through 145.940 MHz lower sideband, and a downlink on 435.810 through 435.840 MHz upper sideband. Telemetry using Fox Telem can be found on 435.800 MHz, 1200 BPSK. URESAT-1, or SO-120, finally deployed its antennas after a year and a half. Unfortunately, the VHF antenna is not fully deployed. It can be seen in SSTV images crossing the lens. Thus, the satellite requires a strong uplink signal to break the squelch. Did you ever wonder why the downlink from most of the satellites is on UHF and not VHF? Man-made noise. VHF is widely used around the world and causes interference with the weak signals from the satellites. UHF does not.
American Radio Relay League news will continue in 20 seconds.